Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. It is a special day because we have one of the most popular guests that we ever have on the program, Dr. Daniel Amen, not just a psychiatrist, but a Christian psychiatrist who knows more, I think, about the brain than any other human being on the face of the earth. And joining him, someone that used to work with him, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys, and
hey.
Glad we're doing this show today.
So fun being with you both.
And we're going to do it for 3 hours. We're going to do a live show. We're going to tape two after this. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Before we talk with Dr. Amen, I just want to tell everybody that on this day, on Focus on the Family, which airs about 2,000 times on today, my message, the sermon I gave about a year ago on abortion, is on Focus on the Family. So you could, if you listen to the broadcast, you could hear it there, or you could go to focusonthefamily.org and hear it there. But it's my story about abortion, post-abortion, and I hope that it would be helpful. And there's a lot of grace in that message, a lot of forgiveness and mercy, and no, as I say, no judgment, no shame. And so if you know somebody that's been involved in an abortion and they need to hear a healing message, I think it would be great for you to tell them, tune in to Focus, or FocusOnTheFamily.org. They have a broadcast little square there, and you can click on it.
You know, it's amazing, Steve. When somebody moves out of judgment and shame, it's actually better for their brain. And I know you can speak to that, Dr. Amen, but just you telling your story, Steve, and calling people up into letting go of just choices that they've made so that they don't take them down for the rest of their life. Isn't that true? Doesn't it?
Oh, no question. The judgment and shame actually change your brain in a negative way. And then it spirals into things like anxiety and depression.
And, you know, after, as I say in this talk, I really felt like it was my job to convince God that nobody had felt worse about this. Well, that was living in shame, and it almost killed me. In that shame, not just my brain, but the other areas. So anyway, I hope you'll tune in to that. But today, and for 3 hours, we're going to be focusing on your brain. If you have a question, it's 1-800-229-3000. Now, the other day, I sent Dr. Amen a picture. It was a picture of a chapter in his book, Memory Rescue, chapter, I think it's 19. And I was sitting on a plane next to a woman named Lila Rose, and I just said, could I take a picture of your iPad? And she said, why? And I said, well, the book you're reading, that's me you're reading about. And it was in Dr. Amen's book. She just happened to be reading that. What are the chances of that, as my wife would say, 100%, that it would happen? So she's reading about me, and I'm sitting next to her randomly on a plane, and I sent you that picture. And it is an amazing book, really, and my story's in that book. And it's just one of the many things that Dr. Amen has done to educate people about you don't have to sit around with the same old brain. You can do something to make it better, and a lot of people are doing stuff to make it worse, but it impacts all of us. So, well, here's the music. We'll go to the break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Dr. Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. 1-800-229-3000. You may have seen him on public television. He's done so many great programs and broadcasts there. And he's, you know, he's been on Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Dr. Everything. He's been on and in every kind of publication, and he's a New York Times best-selling author. And it's all about one thing. I think it's the most important thing. And it's the thing that I have that malfunctions the most. It's the brain.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. Sherry Keffer, she is the author of Intimate Deception. And if you have had a man deceive you and it has involved sexual integrity, this is the book that heals. And then Dr. Daniel Amen. And he wrote a book with... with Tyndale, he's written a couple of books. We've featured all of them, I think, here, and you can get them, all 3 of them, at newlife.com. One is Memory Rescue with great, great verses. I was just looking at it this morning, verses on depression, and if you're full of anxiety and fear, it's right there. And then, of course, he has done this this great book that I was in. And it's the book about memory rescue. And then he's also done Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. All of them helpful. Many other books. Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. But here's the thing. I think, Dr. Amen, that just the fact that you start doing something for your brain versus rolling over and playing dead and acting like there's nothing. I just think the attitude of I'm going to fight for this brain, I'm going to be a brain warrior, I think that changes something. Well, it did within me and makes it better just in and of itself, much less all of the things that you're doing. Now, is that just me fooling myself or not?
Well, the big lesson we've learned at Amen Clinics, I have 8 clinics around the country where we look at people's brains, is that you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. And every day with the choices you're making, you're either making it better or you're making it worse. And unfortunately, we live in a society where so many of our habits are making our brains worse. But it doesn't have to be that way, as you have seen.
Yeah. All right. So got a question for Dr. Amen. Or Dr. Sherry Keffer, myself, Steve Arterburn, 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to tell you about our Finding Freedom workshop that comes up this weekend. But right now, we're going to talk with, let's go and talk with Heather, Atlanta, Georgia, listens on Sirius XM, satellite radio. Hi there.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, certainly.
My question was for Dr. Thank you. My question was for Dr. Amen. My daughter and I both suffer with a genetic condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and all too often, POTS goes with that, and my daughter has it more severely than I do, and basically, most times, or very often, when she goes from sitting to standing, everything will go black, she'll collapse to the ground, she won't be able to hear for a little bit. It's kind of like a mini almost blackout, and for her, this can happen many, many times a day, and I've often been concerned of what effect this is having on her brain, and they haven't been able to give us anything to help lessen the severity of the POTS. we just don't know what to do with her or to help her. So I didn't know, and I was also very concerned that this could be having an impact on her brain.
So are you saying that she smokes pot?
Is that no. It's called
I don't understand this stuff.
Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Okay.
It's so good you're on with us today, Dr. Heyman.
It's actually not that rare. And one of my friends, Nick Foles, who's the Super Bowl MVP quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, who just got traded or signed a huge deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars, his wife has it. And he's been very public, and they have been very public about it. It's not a syndrome that hurts your brain, but the problem is when you fall, the head injuries clearly can hurt your brain. And putting the brain in a healing environment. And a lot of people don't understand. It's like, well, I have a neurological condition like myasthenia gravis or migraine headaches or MS. And they think, oh, well, I just have to take the medicine for that. But what we have discovered is if you put your brain in a healing environment, which means also putting your body in a healing environment, it can really ameliorate some of the negative effects.
So what's that healing environment? Condition.
So it's what I talk about in memory rescue, that if you want to keep your brain healthy or rescue it, if it's headed to the dark place, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind, and we know what they are. Things like, so with POTS, it would be low blood flow. When you get orthostatic, that just means as you change positions, your blood pressure doesn't change with you, and you get dizzy and fall. So making sure that you manage that appropriately with the right medications, but also diet, things like exercise, certain supplements can help boost blood flow to your brain.
So the POTS itself is not damaging to the brain then?
So the POTS itself is not damaging to the brain, but the consequences, especially the falls, certainly can be. So protecting yourself every time you change positions is really important. There's actually some medications that do that as well. Trazodone is famous for it, that if you change positions, you get dizzy and fall. And it's the falls that are really the most harmful thing.
Okay, so we heard two things. One is that, and I'm going to send you a copy of this great book of scripture, and I think you'll like it. I hope you'll like it.
Stones of Remembrance.
Stones of Remembrance.
Yeah, it's a great
coming
book.
Your way. But anyway, two things here. One was that the condition wasn't going to hurt her brain, but falling could. And then the other thing was that getting your brain in the best place, healthiest place, doing the 11 things, it tends to minimize the amount of times you experience the symptoms. And having read Memory Rescues and knowing those 11 things, I just think anybody doing those 11 things has a better chance at performing better or doing better, whatever it is, whether you have a brain problem or not. And it really is worth, I think it's not just rescuing, but it's preserving and it's preventing all there. All right, let's go to Malik in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm fine. I'm excited to be on your show, and I have a question for Dr. Amos. I suffer from anxiety. It's been going on for a few years, but I'm much better now because I'm learning to control things and do things better. Go to the gym and occupy my mind and do things. And I had a lot of death in my family. My mother and father died a day apart, and my sister passed, and it just took its toll on me, and I guess the anxiety kicked in really strong, but I'm doing much better. My question is that I take Celexis, like a 40 milligram. I have a therapist that I see, and my question is that when will I know when I don't need to take it anymore? I've been taking it for like a year and a half, like 2 years, maybe 2 years, and I was just curious, like my brain, do I get a signal to tell me that it's okay. Like when I start handling things better, adversity, like things that come up against me, I don't know, because I don't want to take it forever. But if I have to, I don't have a problem with doing it. But I feel good about myself now. So that's my question, Doctor. I hope it's not a dumb question.
It's a great question, and one so many people will relate to. How old are you, Malik?
I'm 56. I'll be 57. I stopped eating meat. I don't eat pork or beef or chicken. I eat a lot of fruit. And blueberries is my favorite. I drink a lot of water and stuff
so
like that.
So for 54 years, you didn't need medication in order to feel well?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have this little mantra in my head that I've had since medical school. It's called skills, not just pills. And so if you've gone without anxiety for 54 years and then you got whacked with, you know, this big boatload of stress, I think the Celexa can be really helpful. But if you've, you know, the rule in my head is, well, if you really need the medicine, let's try it for a year. And then when in that year, give you all sorts of skills to manage the anxiety, including putting your brain in a healing environment that we said. And that's, you know, when you said you love blueberries, I love that because, you know, I think of them as brain berries. So get your diet right, get your exercise right, learn how to not believe every stupid thing you think, learn diaphragmatic breathing and meditation, all of those things. And then when you go off of the Celexa, don't go from 40 to zero, because Celexa is a little bit insidious in that once you start it, your brain sort of needs it. And so I like to go from 40 to 30 for like a month, see how you do, and then maybe drop it to 20 and do that for a couple of months. So super slowly, I'll take you off. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I'm going to be adding a multiple vitamin and fish oil, checking all your important numbers to make sure you're not anemic, because that can drive anxiety. And, you know, I think of all my books, the one that I would recommend for you is Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. There's a whole chapter on trauma and grief often triggers anxiety and panic. I tell a story about how it did it for me. And, I don't think you're going to need the medicine forever, but I love what you said. You know, if I need it, it's okay, right? I mean, if people needed heart medicine, they'd take it and they wouldn't feel shamed by it. They'd just take it. So, but even with heart medicine, if I can get you off of it by doing the right things, I'm absolutely going to do that. And I just want you to think, I want to build skills, not just take pills.
And I love that you mentioned the chapter in your book on trauma, grief and loss, because this is a question I would have, Malik. So your folks both passed away. Was that 2 years ago? Was that?
Yeah, well, about 10 years ago.
My
mother died. My father died the night of her funeral. So it was like, it was really like, it didn't faze me then, but it's like, it just hit me all of a sudden.
And but, was that after your
track.
Was that after your sister passed?
No, my sister passed January.
Okay.
But I had been on the Celexa since then. And then I had an episode when my sister passed, like a month after she passed, but I had lorazepam, 1.5. I took my lorazepam. It got me back to where I was, and now I'm okay.
I'm gonna say one thing. The only thing that I'm picking up from you is this. I love that you've had the medications, but sometimes when we have tremendous grief and loss, we try to run from those episodes because they hit our heart in such a heavy way. And I often see when people are willing to do the deeper dives, to go in and actually cry a river of tears around the loss of your family members, it actually lets out the pain, which eventually will support your brain in a much better way. If we try to run from our pain, we can use pills to try to not deal with it. And so I think it's a case where the pills are sustaining you, and you want to let go of that eventually, do the deeper work, heal from the trauma, and then I've seen many people get off of pills.
And I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you this wonderful little book. I think it's going to help too. 100 Days of Peace. It's really one of the most beautiful devotional books we've ever offered. I'll send it to you and anybody else. A gift of any amount, I will send you 100 Days of Peace. And I think out of the 100 we give you, you ought to at least get 50 Days of Peace. And, you know, that it ought to work at least half the time. But it's just full of great, great wisdom and God's truth. I think you'll like it. 100 Days of Peace. Gift of any amount, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, this weekend, I'm going to be in Southern California, and we're doing our Finding Freedom workshop. And this is for people, you're struggling, there's some area of your life, it's just not going away. Shame, there's pain, maybe there's a habit you've just never been able to get rid of. We're going to help you. Obsessions of the mind, compulsions of the body. If you have something, and trying harder has definitely not helped, you need to come to Finding Freedom. It's the New Life Weekend, it's this weekend, you can still get in. And I hope and pray you will, rather than do nothing. Doing something rather than nothing. What an impact that has just on your outlook on life, rather than feeling like you're a victim of the world. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. L-I-F-E.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Our special guest with Dr. Sherry Kepfer today is Dr. Daniel Amen. He has written Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, Memory Rescue, and Stones of Remembrance. We have those at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And one of the things that you have checked me for when I've come to you, and it was just kind of shocking that you did, was Lyme disease. Talk about that.
You know, it's so common, and I'm a psychiatrist by training, so why would I care about an infectious disease? But on the imaging that we've done over the last 30 years, I see some brains that just look toxic. It's like, why does this brain look so sleepy, so unhealthy? And one of the big causes is this infection called Lyme that you get from a deer tick. And not only can it cause, so classically it causes something called a bullseye rash, you get a rash that looks like a bullseye on your skin, but if it infects your brain, you can get depression, anxiety, brain fog, even schizophrenia. In fact, if you look at a map of the United States, the highest incidence of Lyme disease is in the Northeast, the East Coast and the West Coast. And if you overlay a map of Lyme disease, they're almost identical. And I had this 16-year-old girl who basically went psychotic after she went on a trip to Yosemite. They were surrounded by six deer, and they thought it was a magical moment. Well, 10 days later, she started hallucinating, became delusional, aggressive. They put her in the psych hospital, three medications, nothing. When we saw her, her brain was on fire. And it turned out she had Lyme disease, and on an antibiotic over the next year, she got her brain back.
Wow.
And every day, about 1 o'clock, her mother texts me, "How can I pray for you today?"
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Okay,
wow.
So here's what one of the things that I think about when I hear that somebody might think, with this radical change in behavior, oh, my goodness, they're demon-possessed or something like that. When if they would just get the person checked before you assume something like that, you might discover it is a problem. It's a physiological problem. It's something that can be identified and treated. And I just know there are a lot of naive people that think everything is a spiritual problem, and it simply is not. Jesus was really clear about that when they said, this blind kid, hey, was it his dad or mom that sinned? Jesus said, hey, that had nothing to do with sin or some kind of spiritual thing here. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk to, let's talk to Indy from Boston, Massachusetts. If I can get Indy up here, I'm having a hard time. There we go. Indy, welcome to New Life. How can we help?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing okay. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
This is the first time
I've ever called the program. I have an 11-year-old who has PTSD, major depression, and she was hospitalized recently for a suicidal ideation and an attempt. This child has cognitive limitations, and her mom used alcohol, substance abuse, and nicotine when she was pregnant, and so it's affected her executive functioning skills.
Yeah.
So she has no ability to work through steps. And so the doctors want to put her on medication, and that is the last thing that I want to do to an 11-year-old. If there are alternatives to helping her to her brain development, because I know that there's the limitations there because of the use of the substance and alcohol and nicotine.
Hmm. Okay, so Dr. Amon, I mean, an 11-year-old suicide attempt is medication and its downside going to be the major issue here?
Well, there's so many issues, from having a mother who abused you from before birth. You know, there are actually many states where that would be considered child abuse.
Right.
To having
the child is in not home with the mother anymore. They've been removed.
Right. So, so you're starting with not only just emotional trauma, but also physical trauma to the brain. If there's any way to scan this kid, that'd be the first thing I would do. I have a clinic in Manhattan. So that'd be the first thing I would do, is try to understand, well, what's going on in this child's brain. If you can't do that, my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, there's so many strategies to go, well, what part of the brain may be trouble? And to just throw medication in the dark based on sort of big general categories like depression, it always concerns me. But a suicide attempt, the 11-year-old is saying, I'm in big trouble. I feel so badly, I'd rather be dead than be here. So it's clearly complicated. The simple things to do is almost right away I'd make sure the child takes multiple vitamin and fish oil. I would get their diet as clean as possible. Those things can be incredibly helpful. Like I'd get rid of gluten, dairy, corn, and soy like immediately, just as a trial, because sometimes I see they actually make the brain worse.
Okay.
You said gluten, dairy,
corn, and soy.
coin.
Gluten, dairy, corn, and soy. Our nutritionists at Amen Clinics have more miraculous stories than our medication stories.
Okay, so which book should I send her of yours? Do you think it would be the most helpful, the quickest?
Change Your Brain, Change Your Life.
Okay, I'll send that to you. We'll get it and send it to you. So glad that you called. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen taking your phone calls.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, 1-800-229-3000, and we have Every Man's Battle this weekend, and also, as I mentioned, Finding Freedom. You could be struggling, you could continue to try harder, all this other stuff, or you could just let us help you this weekend in Orange County, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to find out all about that. Sherry, you had a comment about that previous caller.
Just a quick comment. I think sometimes it's easy for us to see the dilemma that this little girl was born into, because it really was hard on her brain. And yet, if we look at her at 11, with somewhat of a limiting belief, which is easy to do. We just think developmentally she'll always be stuck at a certain place. Mm-hmm. I think we add to the trappedness she can already be feeling. You know, when you want to commit suicide, it's because you feel trapped and you can't get out. So for this little girl, I would be bringing around amazing resources. I would be bringing tutors. I would be looking at whatever you can do to help her make better choices, cognitively learn, have short wins. Like, you know, there's so many things available in the learning world now so that she can start feeling success and train her brain and its ability to be smart.
Yeah. So this actually reminds me of a story of a 7-year-old boy I saw from the San Joaquin Valley, and he tested with an IQ of 63. And when I scanned him, he had overall really low blood flow to his brain. And I think it were fetal alcohol effects and the effects of the pesticides on the farm that he was on.
Whoa.
And a year later, he tested with an IQ of 103.
Thank you.
Radically changed his life because we put his brain in a healing environment. And medications were actually part of that. But the unbelievable transformation is possible. But how would you ever know what to do unless you actually started by looking at his brain?
Totally.
And too often, psychiatrists just like they're throwing darts in the dark at people. And that gets me into all sorts of trouble with my colleagues. But, you know, once you see, you can't unsee. Right? It's like, how do I know if her brain is working too hard? Like she has an infection like Lyme. Or how do I know if it's not working hard enough because her brain has been poisoned? I don't know. It
until
always reminds me of Johnny Carson and Karnak the Magnificent, where he's always guessing. And it's like, you don't have to guess in 2019.
But this little guy doubled his IQ because they looked. And that is a good – that's a story that others, I think, need to hear for certain.
Well, that, and that is what I think Dr. Aim has brought to this world. He said, look, let's quit assuming and let's quit guessing and let's look at this thing.
And see how to make it better.
Yeah. So I'm really grateful that I went and he looked at mine and we're working together. So let's go back to the phones. A lot of phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. And – we're going to be here for 2.5 hours, so please join us, and let's go and talk with Sarah, Austin, Texas, listening on the internet. Hi.
Good afternoon. Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we help today?
I'll just ask my question first. My question is, would you think I could be helped by going through one of Dr. Amon's clinics and getting a brain scan? I'm 63 years old. And we're missionaries. God's given me a very good life. Have a good legacy. But, you know, if I work too hard and overdo it, we don't plan on retiring for a while. And what's been concerning me is sometimes we overwork. And I get, or just like yesterday, I spent the day, and you know, if I go to church and stuff, on Mondays, I'm too exhausted to do anything.
Hmm.
And
okay.
I have thyroid disease. I have ADHD, which is, I haven't been diagnosed that way, but all my family would tell you I did.
Okay.
And then my neurologist told me that she thinks I have MS, which the MS medication has helped me. But, you know, really, they went around in circles because it wasn't a regular kind of MS. I don't have any problems walking or anything. I mean, as missionaries, we walk a lot and things. It mainly affects my upper part of me. But what happens is I went to a nutritionist who helped me a lot and got me off the thyroid medicine. And I'm on a supplement, which that helped me. But I get real depressed, and I didn't realize that I wouldn't admit that I was depressed for years, but the nutritionist did a DNA test, which came out that I would probably be depressed with my DNA, whatever.
Mm.
And so I decided, you know what, I'll agree with that then. And so I've been on Zoloft for a number of years.
So your question for Dr. Amon is simply, would the scan benefit you?
Yeah, and I'm...
Well, Dr. Amon, I mean, it sounds like
there's so much to talk about. This is really a great call, Sarah. I'm so happy you called. So with symptoms of depression, ADHD, and MS.
Yesterday when I went to the store that I wasn't familiar with, I couldn't find my car. So I go around the parking lot, which I know a lot of people do. But when I saw the car that was parked crooked, I knew it was mine. And that's the type of thing that makes me depressed, I think, because I'm so like that. So
yeah, no, your brain can be better. So, I mean, the symptoms are really telling you that your brain is struggling. And you desperately need to put it in a healing environment as soon as you can. And a scan, yes, absolutely would be helpful. But really, it's a holistic program. Now, I'll take issue with the nutritionist who said my genes say should be depressed. Genes don't do things. It's genes plus our environment. So I always say genes load the gun. It's our behavior and what happens to us that pulls the trigger. So I have a genetic high risk for being obese, but I'm not because I don't give in to the behaviors making it likely to be so. And so yes, coming to the clinic, knowing what your brain is like, and then putting it in a healing environment. I have a friend, actually one of my closest friends, has MS, but when she radically changed her diet, she's not had an MS relapse. In fact, her brain looks better 7 years later. So, you know, whatever neurological psychiatric condition you have, putting your brain in a healing environment will really help. Plus, you know, if you're 63 and you have ADD or ADHD, getting that treated can radically change your life. My favorite story is a 94-year-old great-great-grandmother who came to see me. I'm like, why are you here? And she said, I want to finish the paper. I never finished the paper. And a month later, after I started treating her, she came back and told me she'd read her first book. So there is so much hope, no matter what your age. It starts by falling in love with your brain, then looking at it, and then doing the right things for it.
I'm glad you called, and let me send you this little book here, Stones of Remembrance. It's full of scripture that's going to help you. Really glad. You know, Dr. Amen, my story, my ADD story, has to do with the newspaper, too, because I used to buy the New York Times, and I would sit down, and I would be done with it in about 45 minutes. And if, you know, including the book reviews, everything. I just, you know, I had ADD and I just went through it. So I went to see a person after I saw television and I said, I think I might have ADD. I went to see a doctor. He put me on some medication. The next Sunday, I got the New York Times. 4.5 hours later, I got up from looking at the New York Times. And I couldn't believe that the time had gone by because I could focus. And it was stunning, the difference in medicated and not medicated, treated and not treated. So there's great hope when we humble ourselves and say, maybe I'm not going to figure this thing out myself.
Hey, Steve, quick question. Yes. Since she's 63, could I gift her with Memory Rescue as well? Because
sure.
I love that she's at that age and stage where it's important for her to, you know, she's been doing a lot of guesswork, and it'd be so nice for her to have that book. So there's a roadmap there. Thank you.
You bet. All right, Memory Rescue and Stones of Remembrance coming your way. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Irish. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hi, Iris. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. In 1996, I had 3 car accidents in less than a week. Then none of them was my fault. And I started noticing my body changing. I used to be very active. My body started hurting. I didn't know what was happening because the pain, slowly but sure, it was taking longer to go away. Suddenly, I couldn't even move. I went to a specialist, and he diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. I have no clue what that was. I started searching and...
Okay, hold on. I've got to go to a break, and we'll finish this as soon as we come back. You're listening to New Life Live.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Daniel Amen. Let me just encourage you to support this ministry. And if you can join Club New Life, I'll send you the Arterburn Wellness Series. Every one of those books starts with understanding and loving a person who... And that person, there are 8 different topics: borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, drug, alcohol addiction, the narcissist, all of these great, great, huge problems. And every book's got, it's just full of answers and hope. It's about $120 for the whole series. We'll send it to you, our way of saying thank you at $30 a month for joining Club New Life. All right, now we're talking with Iris. And she's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. From what she said so far, Dr. Amen, what do you think here?
Well, fibromyalgia is really a cluster of symptoms. It shouldn't really be a diagnosis, but people have chronic pain in many different areas of their body. And it basically means your body's mad at you. Mm-hmm. And it is beginning to see your joints as the enemy. Mm-hmm. And it begins to attack you. And you have to go, so why is my body mad at me? And very often, it's the food we're eating. And the biggest intervention that I've seen work with fibromyalgia is get rid of gluten, dairy, corn, soy, artificial dyes and sweeteners, and sugar. And when you do that, and some people go, but that's everything I eat. And it's like God gave you a big brain for a reason. There's 50,000 other things to eat. And my wife has this great book called The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook. And all of the 130 recipes, no gluten, dairy, corn, soy, very minimal sugar. And it can just make a radical difference. Also, the pain medication is a short-term fix that often causes a long-term problem. Mm. New research has shown that opiates actually make your white blood cells angry and can actually go and attack the part where the inflammation is, making pain worse. So short-term fix, long-term problem. Plus, many people, their personalities change on opiates. They become angrier and more mm-hmm. irritable and yep. more irritating.
Yep. Right.
And when that happens, now they have social problems and relationship problems. Yeah. So my favorite cocktail, and I did a big NFL study with 300 NFL players, all of them had chronic pain: omega-3 fatty acids, curcumin from turmeric, the spice turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids, curcumin, and the supplement SAM-E, stands for S-adenosylmethionine. But I use those with my patients, and their pain goes down, and it's not addictive.
Yeah.
And it generally makes you happier, not more irritable.
Okay. And I saw those NFL brains post prior and post, and they looked so much better.
Well, you're not stuck with the brain you have.
Yeah.
You can make it better. That's so important.
Okay. If you're on the line, hold on. We'll try to get you on the next program at 1-800-229-5433. 3,000, but right now this will be the final call here on this program, but we'll get to you. Got a lot of time here. Let's go to Donna. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. Atlantic City, New Jersey, Sirius XM. Hi there. How are you?
Hello, folks. I'm a long-time listener and very familiar with the doctor and his PBS and his books and so on. But today I'm driving down the highway, and since I love to help the world, I have a friend of mine who's been diagnosed with bipolar, who they consider she has treatment-resistant depression, and they are giving her these electric shock therapy treatments, and I just wondered what the doctor would recommend for her. And today she just had a treatment, and it's very difficult for her to do. And so I thought about the scan, and I thought about any other thing that he would recommend for her to do.
Okay.
So anybody who has treatment-resistant depression, I think you should scan them, because how the heck do we know what's going on in their brain unless you look? And yeah. When I was a resident at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., we did electric shock therapy. But I have to tell you, in the last 30 years, I've recommended it twice. It's like the 20th thing on the list, not the second, for sure. Mm-hmm. And they're doing something called transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is so much easier on people to do and about as effective. So electric shock treatment is, you know, people get horrified by it. They think of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and, you know, but for people who are imminently suicidal or catatonic, it's got good research that it can be helpful. But if you're not imminently suicidal, I would look at your brain first. Then I would do TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. They're also doing ketamine treatments, which are really interesting and maybe worth talking about, before I would do electric shock therapy.
Okay. Treatment of last resort.
Yes, that's what it sounds like to me. She had 30 of them a few years ago. I sent her down to a treatment center in Atlanta and treating with her all different other parts instead of the ECT, but she's back to doing it again. And so I'm going to recommend to her. She has been suicidal, and we've been praying for her and trying to help her. She has had conversations with a doctor down in Atlanta about the ketamine. And so,
Donna, I'm out of time, and I'm so sorry. I'm glad you called. And let me send you Memory Rescue. I hope that that will be a blessing for you and her. Maybe you can give that to her, and I'll send you 100 Days of Peace. That is also the thing we're using, the book we're using to say thank you to all of you who support this ministry with a one-time gift. And we really do need your support to have programs just like this. We're going to do another program after this. I'll give you the number, 1-800-229-3000. But if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And the greatest thing that we've ever done to help people are our intensive weekends. You know, you need to be, as Dr. Amen is saying here, on supplements, and he has some amazing supplements to give your brain the best chance possible. But we also need to be dealing with the issues in life. And the way you can do that, if it's sexual integrity, it's every man's battle. If you've been traumatized by a man with sexual integrity problems, we have Restore. And then we've got this intensive weekend for intimacy in marriage that literally turns everything around for almost every couple that comes. And then this weekend, I'm going to be doing our Finding Freedom workshop. And if you've tried and tried and failed and failed, you're going to be so happy that you came. And you call us, find out about it, because I believe that there's something that you've discovered is not going to get better by just trying harder. And we'll help you surrender to the trying harder scenario and find real hope and healing. That's this weekend at Finding Freedom. It's the New Life Weekend. I do it. I'll be there. And we'll be very, very happy to see you there. If you can help us, 1-800-229-3000 to be on radio, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get help for yourself or help us. We do care about you greatly. And finally, I'll mention Focus on the Family. They're airing a sermon I gave at Northview Church here in Indiana, where I'm the teaching pastor. It's about abortion. And if you know somebody that needs some encouragement and hope in that area, tell them to tune in to Focus on the Family or go to focusonthefamily.org and they can hear that broadcast. Thank you, Dr. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And all of you, hang on. If you're on the line, we'll get to you at 1-800-229-3000. If you need help, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.